This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Chris Timpson, the new boys basketball coach at Danvers High School. Chris, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Well, Chris, this Danvers program has had a lot of success if you go back the last decade or so. Maybe not so much last year, but you, as an assistant at Marblehead, you saw this Danvers team. So what's it like taking over a program like this Danvers program?
It's a very rich tradition the last, you know, 5-6 years. They had a great program under Coach Walsh. They had a lot of talented players. I mean, it was tough every game that we faced them. We took them right down to the wire. So I mean, it pretty much comes to game planning. And I look forward to taking what Coach Giotti has taught me at Marblehead, Coach Kane before has taught me, and utilizing all those strengths and bring it towards Danvers this year, and hoping that we can find ways to win.
I want to talk more about Coach Giotti in just a moment, but I want to go back. You played at Bishop Fenwick, and then you played at Keene State. So tell me about those coaching influences, and when was it that you kind of began to think to yourself that, you know, maybe after I finish playing in college, I'd like to coach? Tell me about that journey, if you will.
Yeah, Coach O'Brien, I played for at Bishop Fenwick. He was a great coach. I mean, he was very, very aggressive with us. He taught us everything we know about basketball. He was very strict. He showed us how to play the game the right way. So it was a great experience. I mean, everything I learned from him, I took to college with me. And to be honest with you, when I went to college, it wasn't that big of a jump because I was prepared. He had us ready to go every single day. And when you get to college, it's more of the X's and O's. It's more of personnel that you develop. So, I mean, that's what we learned in college was we had scouting reports every game. So we really had to research on our opponents. I mean, in college, you have that time where you can devote your days to basketball, unlike high school where you have more of a set structure and you don't have that time that you do in college. Yeah. So my head coach was Rob Colbert. He was he came from Marist College, so he ran a Division I program for a couple of years. So it was pretty neat that, you know, you go to a D3 program, but it's pretty much run like a Division I program. So it was a unique experience for us all to be a part of that. So it's been a lot. I mean, and I really appreciate and I'm very grateful to those coaches for the experience that I was given there. They were, you know, top coaches. They were well-respected. And it's something that I strive to be just like them one day.
Mm-hmm. Now, working with Mike Giardi over at Marblehead, now Mike's the baseball coach, basketball coach, and assistant football coach, offensive coordinator there. I mean, he's a throwback to the old days when guys used to coach three seasons, if you will, in high school. Not a lot do it now, I don't think. Maybe some do two seasons, maybe two sports, but not so many three sports. So Mike is definitely somebody that overachieved as an athlete himself. I think whether it be at high school or on to college at Harvard or whatever. But tell me about the influence that Mike Giardi has had on you as a coach.
I mean, Mike has been great from day one. The first year that I came on as a JV coach at Marblehead, we had Bo and we had Patrick. So, I mean, I got to grow with that program the last 4 years, and Mike has helped me grow with them, and he's been great. He's not a coach that it's my way or the highway. He asks for our impact, our decisions, what we think. I mean, that's what I've learned from him. It's not just about you. It's about all of us together, and I think that's important. I think in every aspect of your life, you're going to need help, and you're going to need people there to guide you the right way, and Mike is a perfect example of that. He's always taken our opinions. He's always taken everything we suggest, and we've worked together. You know, I'm very grateful for the opportunity he gave me. And after the JV year, he asked me to join the varsity. So it's been great for me to come up with him and be a part of the program the last 4 years.
You know, I'm remembering something that Mike said during the last basketball season. I think I'm right on that. We did a number of the Marblehead games last year, and that would be that the team – it was bigger or better than the parts. You know what I'm saying? The whole,
right.
The final product was really better than the individual players that were part of the program. And that really speaks to a team concept, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just had great kids last year. They all bought into the system. They all played together. They, you know, we had a slogan last year, was find a way to win. And that's what those kids brought to the table every day. It wasn't about how many points can I score today. It was about how can we as a team win? What do I have to do to help my team win today? And Mike preached that all year round in every game. So it was, that was our motto.
Well, tell me what you have to do next over at Danvers. You're taking over the Danvers High boys basketball program. What are the steps that you do that you'll be doing next?
Mostly, I have to teach basketball the right way. I think we need to implement a lot of fundamentals. You know, give the kids the confidence that they can win against anybody. I mean, you go up against these great teams in the Northeastern Conference each night, and after struggling, they might not have the confidence to play these teams. But any night, any team can win. That's what we have to go in there with every single night, that we can win any game, any challenge. We just have to be prepared for that. And as I've learned, Mike does a great job with his preparation. He does a great job with the kids, getting them ready for every single game. So that's what I have to bring to Danvers, is a will to win, I think, and build their confidence every day and be positive with them.
Do you have your coaching staff set over there at Danvers yet?
Not yet. I'm actually meeting with the kids today for the first time. And after I meet with them, I'm going to have to sit down with the athletic director and talk about a staff that we can get together.
Gotcha. Well, Chris, anything else you want to share with us about the Danvers job or something, you know, in your kind of basketball past that I haven't asked you about that you think's important here as you begin to take over the Danvers program?
No, I think the most important part is just going to be coming together as a team and teaching these kids the game the right way. You know, just being a good role model for them and utilizing all my resources I have in basketball. I have a lot of connections to D3, you know, where I played. So I'm hoping that I can get some of these kids noticed by some schools and potentially give them a future of playing basketball at the next level, or just helping them get to any level of college that they want to get to, and just being a good influence on the kids. I found that at Marblehead, having a great team, having great players, having, you know, great career there, the most important thing is to make sure that they're all great kids when they leave our program and helping them get ready for the next stages of their life.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, best of luck to you. Great talking with you. And, again, congratulations on the new position over at Danvers High School.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be a part of the show, and I appreciate all your support. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hold on the line, Chris. Chris Timpson with us, assistant coach at Marblehead boys basketball, and now just taking over the Danvers High boys basketball program, joining us here on MSO News Sports.